Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and some local hero folks from Barstow's Dairy in Hadley. Kelly Barstow and Steve Barstow. Married, sister, brother. What's the nature of the relationship between you two?
Sister and brother.
Yeah.
Definitely not that weird down our end of the town.
No. Okay, good. Good to know that. Barstow's, the largest dairy farm in the three counties of Western Mass. And you sell a lot of your milk to one of our favorite co-ops, which is Cabot. Is that sort of your prime customer there, Steve?
Yeah, that's where all of our milk goes, to the Agrimark Cabot Cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to be part of a cooperative, to know where your milk's going. Sell Cabot cheese in our store and try to promote our brand.
Many people don't remember or have never even heard that Cabot is a co-op. It's cooperatively owned, and it's as good for you, the farmers, as it is for the people that are selling the cheese and the milk. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, there's 1,200 farms that own Cabot.
What I think is interesting, and we talked about a lot on when this segment with Phil, is that it's hard to be a dairy farm in New England, and you're the largest dairy farm in New England, and even you have had to...
Well, maybe not the largest in New England.
Well, the largest in our part of New England, the only part of New England we care about. Even you've had to make some sort of business adjustments. You opened just a couple of years ago a farm market on the property. I was there for the grand opening.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We opened up our store in 2008, so we just had our fifth anniversary this year.
Has it been that long? It makes me feel old when you say it like that.
Right? No, it's great, though, because it allows us to be a part of the community, and we can sell all of the Cabot products that we can get our hands on, which is excellent because it, you know, shows that connection between your local farmers and the products that you take.
How many cows does Barstow's have?
We have about 450.
Wow.
We're milking 210 cows right now.
What are the other ones doing? They're just hanging out, living the life of Riley.
Chilling
playing
out.
Poker.
And what's you would say with that many cows that there must be a tremendous amount of manure. You could smell the derriere.
It's true.
As it were.
The derriere is kind of strong in our end of town.
Yeah.
You won't be able to smell the manure for long.
Because you have this really innovative new device that is getting ready to be online. Tell me a little bit about what it is.
We're building a methane digester in our yard right now.
Wow.
So they'll take the gas from our cow manure and the stink and put it into a generator motor to make electricity for about 250 houses.
Wow. So it won't just power the farm. It will power the farm and the neighborhood, or the equivalent of neighborhood.
Exactly. Yep.
Wow. That's amazing.
Part of trying to be more sustainable. It'll reduce the smell for everybody. Our neighbors will be really excited about that.
And then will you get like a credit back from the power grid that will then take care of your electric bills right there? Then it's another cost savings for the, you know, the...
Supposed to.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. Because as we mentioned any number of times, it ain't easy to be a dairy farm in New England, and especially one of that size.
So I'm just always amazed when family can work together.
Yeah, you're seventh generation Barstow's farm there. I went to a wedding with my sister and sat in the back seat, and we ended up fighting on the way home. So how do you work together every day?
Oh, the fighting still happens.
Uh-huh, does it? But it's seven generations. What year was that Barstow farm then came into existence, you know, or ballpark?
Our farm has been around in Hadley since 1806, so over 200 years.
Wow. Is it easier for you to be a dairy farm in New England because you have so many cows, or is it that make it more difficult? And because you have this relationship, or are part owner, because it's a co-op, of Cabot.
I think it's pretty restricting in our area to get large, because you have to look farther and farther for feed to feed your animals.
Right.
And the more you have to buy, the more comes off your bottom line. So it definitely helps to be of a good size.
You're not hand milking 200 cows every day, are you?
No, we have machines.
Oh, that's good. Do you ever do it just for fun to make sure you still remember how to do it?
No.
Like, it'd be like me trying to edit on reel-to-reel tape once in a while.
Exactly.
Forget it. I'm never doing that again.
I don't think the cows would like that. It would take too long.
Yeah.
They'd get a little impatient.
When you milk them with the machines, it's utter delight.
It was 2011, October, when we had that snowstorm.
When the power went out, that we were going to have to milk all the cows by hand.
Oh, wow.
It was a little terrifying.
We got some generators up and running, luckily.
Yeah, and now you'll be able to run your own generators off your own cow's poop.
Yep.
Kelly Barstow and Steve Barstow from Barstow's Dairy, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks.
And this just past week on Food Day, we just released our local food calculator, where you can have some serious fun figuring out how much of your budget you're spending on local and how much you can do in the future. BuyLocalFood.org.